Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is my old friend Jim Walker, who's the CEO of the CFI. Jim, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine, Kemp. Thanks for asking.
You know, Jim, it was 10 years ago next month that we were together on 9/11 filming a commercial with Kathy Ireland and Bob Vila. Do you remember that?
Yes, sir. How well. I'll never forget it.
Yeah. That was an interesting day. We got the job done, even though it was an unbelievable day.
Yes, we did.
You're a true professional. CFI stands for Certified Floor Covering Installers. And how many years have you been with CFI?
We just had a convention, and we celebrated our 18th year.
18th year. Okay.
Yes, sir.
And that's why I wanted to talk to you. It was about this convention, just to talk about the highlights. It was, I believe it was about a week and a half ago, ran from August the 11th to the 13th. Talk a little bit about some of the highlights, if you will.
Well, one of the main highlights is that there's still a great interest in certification. This year we had 29 new attendees who had never attended a convention before, so the enthusiasm for wanting to learn how to do it correctly is still out there. It's just too bad it isn't all over the world like this, but hey, we're thankful for what we get.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, there was, I guess, a little bit of hesitancy on whether or not you were going to do this. I mean, you've been doing it every year. You didn't know if you were going to have good attendance, and actually you were surprised. You had pretty good attendance, didn't you?
Yes, we had, an attendance was greater than last year. About 40 people was there that weren't there the last year. We had real interest from our associates, the suppliers, the carpet mills, the tech people from the carpet mills were there. Also, the vendors from the tools, supplies, seaming tape, things, anything that would have to do with the installation of wood, laminate, carpet, ceramic, any of those items that go on the floor, we were interested in it, and these people showed up and wanted to learn.
Okay. What was the total headcount at the meeting, roughly?
I think that there was about 155 of installers there. These were the installers.
Yeah, right. Okay. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but in the 18-year history, you've certified roughly 40,000 installers. Is that right?
I think we're right at about 42,000, 43,000.
Okay,
that have gone through the process of being trained or certified in our program.
Okay. All right, now, another question I have for you. As we look at this prolonged recession that we've been through, how has that affected the installer trade?
Well, and it depends on what part of the country you go to. Because the buildings is down and there's no rush to get the carpet in, mm-hmm. like there used to be, where a contractor or a general contractor would hire just anybody to put the carpet in, I think that the retailers, we're seeing that the retail trade are seeking out the guys that are qualified. The retailers are looking for a qualified installer to put this carpet in. And so right now, I would have to think that there's a shortage of carpet installers across the country.
Yeah, but actually, I've got a theory here. You know, we do research every year, and in our July issue, we published the results of, we went out and talked to a whole bunch of retailers, dealers, and we asked them what their number one problem was, and for many years, the number one problem had been installation. And it's now down the list a little bit, and I think it's because through this recession, we're finding that the dealers don't have to use the people that aren't as well trained, you know, those that just say, you know, let's put it fuzzy side up and don't know much about putting it in. And so we've lost those somewhat tertiary trained people, and there are more professionals doing the business. Would you agree to that?
I would agree to that 100%. I think right now, I know that the retailers in the past, they've been under a lot of strain because these builders will force it on them, say they'll schedule it 2 weeks out, but then all of a sudden they have to have it. So the retailer is caught in a bind there because he's got to find an installer today to get that carpet in. So
yeah.
they lend themselves to hiring just anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the downturn in the economy, the retailers don't have that push. They're not doing the kind of business. So they can really be more selective on whom they hire to put this carpet in, or the vinyl or wood, ceramic, whatever the mm-hmm. floor covering is.
Right.
I think that they're making a better choice now. Mm-hmm. However, that creates a shortage for installers across the board there.
Yeah.
If the economy turned around tomorrow, mm-hmm. we would still have a gap there between the amount of floor covering going down and the quality installers because they're just not out there right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that brings me to another question. I mean, and I know that there's a new standard that's under the process of development. It's an ANSI standard, and it's called the S600, and it's going to replace the CRI 104 and 105. And from what I hear, it's going to require that for the carpet to have its warranty, the carpet has to be installed by a qualified installer. Is that the language you understand that's being considered?
Well, like you, Kemp, I hear that, but I haven't seen that in writing yet.
Okay.
The S-600, and I serve on that board, I have not seen that in any of the writing. I hear that there are rumors going towards that way. Once this S-600 is completed and passes a public review, then I think the Mills may look at signing on to a statement like you just made that and tying it in with warranties. Whether or not that's going to become a reality or not, I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see whether or not that becomes the reality.
And I know you are an advocate for that, aren't you?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I don't care. As long as that man has some kind of credentials, I think that that's going to raise the bar for everybody. And I really think that that's going to put a lot of pride back into the trade. As I talk to installers across the country, many installers look at installing carpeting as a part-time job. I remember giving a seminar one time, and I asked how many attendees here were here as part-timers, such as school teachers, firemen, policemen, people like that. And numerous hands went up, and they said, well, we just do this. We just want to do this part-time. There's really no room in a quality installation for part-time installers. You lose a lot of pride there, and I think that was one of the bad things that happened to installation, is a lot of people got an installation, call them installers, call themselves installers, when in fact they really weren't installers. Not that they couldn't be installers, but they never had the proper training.
Well, Jim, you have been inducted into the World Floor Covering Hall of Fame. You're almost the icon for installation, and you've been fighting this battle to have this type of language written into the specifications for a long time, and I hope it happens. And they probably ought to call it the Jim Walker rule, shouldn't they?
Listen, Kemp, I'm an installer. I'm just a proud installer.
Uh-huh.
I want to be one of the best installers in the United States. Now, I'm still working to get there. Right now, through the World Floor Covering Association, which you just mentioned, they've made it possible for the last 18 years to support CFI financially. And without that continual support that the retailers are giving us, this would never have been accomplished. Now, I think that the CFI would still be in existence either with or without their support. But I'm going to tell you right now, it would not be on the scale that it is right now without that kind of financial support.
Yeah, right. Okay, Jim, it's great to talk to you again. I just wanted to talk about the highlights and talk about the progress that's being made with this S-600 ANSI standard. So again, we've been talking to Jim Walker, who's CEO with CFI, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.